How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Tuesday. I hope all is well with everybody out there and you guys are keeping safe and following the rules. What's coming up? What's coming up? What's coming up? The 4th. 4th of July. 4th of July is coming up. What y'all gonna do? Here in Miami, well, they have the beaches closed and all of that, so can't really go anywhere. But you know what? Do we really need to go anywhere now with everything that's going on? Do we really need to go anywhere? And, you know, we can just stay home, do a barbecue and whatever. But you know what? Anyway, welcome to Serious Thing, guys. And thank you guys for joining in. Big ups, shout outs is coming along the way. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you guys for listening, you know, and just making Serious Thing what it is today. And thank you for all your well wishes, guys. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you. So before I go into today's topic, you know, every Tuesday I am pretty much supporting our local business or supporting businesses randomly and of my choice, that is. And today I want to go ahead and shout out Miss Danique Fowler. Her business or her brand is Glow Baby Skin. G-L-O-B-A-B-E-S-K-I-N. Glow Baby Skin. Well, I think it's Glow Baby Skin, but it's spelled G-L-O-B-A-B-E-S-K-I-N. So it might be spelled Glow Babe Skin. And what Glow Baby Skin is, it's a homemade body care line that was created by the owner, Miss Danique Fowler. Danique, if I say your name wrong, I'm sorry. The brand consists of complementary body butters and body scrubs. Now, the reason why I looked onto this, or not looked onto, but the reason why I want to support Miss Danique is me kind of dry when me just show, you know, my skin is really dry, and I'm always looking for moisturizers or lotions that could pretty much moisturize my body either after I shower. I talk too fast. Either after I shower or I'm leaving the house. You know, my skin is usually dry, especially my hands. So I'm always looking for something that will moisturize my hands and my body. And what Glow Babe Skin has is it consists of complementary body butters and scrubs, which leaves your body rejuvenated without leaving any residue. You know, the oily residue? Yeah. And it's for all types of skin. So big up at Glow Babe Skin. That's our Instagram handle, is at Glow Babe Skin. That's her Instagram account. You could click on her link in her bio and pretty much check out her website. She does have a website. It's www.glowbabeskin.com. Check it out. You know, she has some really good stuff for your skin, the scrubs and the body butters, and some really nice flavors in terms of scent. Big up to Miss Danique Fowler. I support you and I will continue to support you. So that's my shout out today for my business shout out of the day. But anyway, back on track with Serious Thing Podcast. And today I wanted to talk about something that I touched on in my last episode called, I think it was it Families? I think I did something on Families. Yeah, on Family, yeah. And I touched on it briefly. So today I want to talk about your support system. You know, who is in your support system? Do you have a support system, you know? And what your support system consists of? You know, maybe it's your relatives, maybe it's close friends or acquaintances, you know, you never know. But in case you're wondering what support system or what is a support system, well, your support system is made up of pretty much individual people who provide support, respect, and care. And these are the people who are in your corner or in your circle. I even talked about having your circle and keeping a small circle. So they don't judge or ridicule you, you know. They provide feedback, you know, that is genuine and in your best interest. You know, so their support is not self-serving. So, this support system might consist of, again, close relatives, acquaintances. You know, maybe people in your community, any kind of social connection that you may have, you know, a positive influence in your life. You know, these people have a positive influence on your life. So before you find out or know who's your support system, you pretty much might want to ask yourself a couple of questions. But before we go into the questions, it's just crazy when you think about it. You know, you might have that support system already. You know, it could be people you go to ask questions about anything in terms of your goals or, you know, any kind of advice. You know, it could be a mom, could be a dad, could be a sister, could be a brother, uncle, aunts, you know, people that are positive influence in your life. And, you know, growing up, you had that support system. You know, you had either a bigger brother or a bigger sister. I had a bigger sister, you know, older sister, Marie, you know, you is. And, you know, it's just a support system. Hey, don't do that. You know, don't do this because this. You know what? You know what? You did good. People who are pretty much uplifting you and being a positive influence in your life. And you have those people around you. You know, it could be people you work with. You never know. That support system. People who have your best interest at hand, you know. And the reason why I say you might want to ask yourself these four questions pretty much, because you never know. So you might want to ask yourself these questions. And here we go. So does this person bring out your best qualities? What are your qualities? Me don't know. You know your qualities. So number two, do you trust the person? It has to be somebody who you trust. You know, you can't just go to any and anybody. You can't go to any and anybody to be your support system. Because I've learned a long time ago that the people who usually disappoint you are the people who are your so-called friends. You know, you never know who your friends are. Be careful who you choose as friends. And so keep your friends close and their enemies even closer. So you never know. And it's crazy, and it's the truth, though. It's the people who know your stuff and know about you that usually hurt you and, you know, kind of fight against you and whatever it is that you might be doing or what you want to do. You know, those people kind of hold you back. So keep your circle small. Trust me. Keep it really small. And third question is, does this person allow you to feel good about yourself? You know, does that person allow you to feel good about yourself? And number four, do you have or do you leave interactions with these people feeling positive? You know, my support system, I could tell my support system is pretty much my family, my immediate family, my wife, my children, my brother, my brother-in-law, like people who I can say, hey, I have a question. Hey, you know, help me with this, you know, depending on what it is that you need support with. You know, I'm not saying to spill your whole guts or spill your life to any and anybody, but things that you need help with, and these people are the people you can go to, and that's your support system right there. You know, it could be more, it could be less, but you know, your support system, it pretty much doesn't even work if you don't make use of them. You know, it's only effective if you use them. So if you have a support system, or you think you might have a support system, use them. These are the people you reach out to if you have any kind of issues or, you know, problems that you might be going through. Because in some sense, we all need to talk to people. Let me give you an example. I used to work in a customer service I just had people used to come into the store just to talk, just to vent. You know, that's kind of like a support system, because you talk to people, you listen to them, you ask them questions about their life, and they just go ahead and tell you. And sometimes people just need to vent. You know, I worked in a department store. People just come in to talk. Every day you had the same people come in. Hey, how you doing? They bring, you know, coffee for you, espresso, you know, in Miami, and colada and cafe con leche, you know. So these people are the people who depend on you. Like when I say acquaintances, you know, these people consider you an acquaintance. They might know your name. Hey, Sandra, how are you? You know, como esta tu? You know, like, hello, how are you? How are your kids and all of that? You know, and these people come in and they talk to you. They vent. That you are that support system for them. They get to talk to you and tell you how they feel, and sometimes vent. You never know. Just let people talk. You know, you could give them a positive answer, or just, you know, let them know that you're there, you're listening, and you're supporting them in some kind of way. And I've seen it all the time, man. All the time. That's why I say when you work in retail and customer service is something you have to want to do. You know, if you don't want to do it, it's not going to work the way you think it's going to work. You have to want to help people. You have to want to do it. You know, that's retail in a nutshell, man. You have to want to help people and, you know, get satisfaction in doing so. Retail is not for everybody. But yeah, let me stay on subject. But yeah, that is pretty much your support system. And I've seen it, you know, from the jobs that I've done and the people I have met along the way. You know, you're kind of sort of like a support system for them. You could be an acquaintance to them. It could be a family member who comes to you. You know, my nephew calls me Dada. You know, and he comes to me and he asks me some questions about any little thing that he doesn't know. You know, and your kids, you to your kids, if you have kids, if your parents, you are their support system. So make sure you are pretty much talking to them and, you know, you're in their lives and you're supporting them in any way. You know, support your kids in their decisions and you give them advice that's positive and, you know, not to put them down, but you tell them the truth and you tell them this is this and that is that because, and, you know, you show them the consequences of things and, you know, be a support system for them, be in their corner. So I just wanted to touch on this today. You know, my podcast isn't long, you know, 40 minutes and 40 minutes, 30 minutes. Talk. No, this could be something you listen to on your way to work. You know, you're jogging. You know, I talk about after quarantine, if you're walking, if you're running, if you're working out, you could listen to it, you know, because, you know, while we work out, our mind's going, our blood's flowing, you know, you have a lot of ideas and stuff. But I just wanted to bring this across to us, to you guys who listen to Serious Thing, and know that you have a support system and your support system doesn't work. You know, it's not effective. It's only effective if you use it. You know, use your support system, use them. Your support system is only effective if you use them. You know, so use them, use the people around you to get advice and support you in any which way they can. And you know they can. But just wanted to touch on this briefly today, just to add some kind of value and get your minds thinking and flowing about your support system. You know, you might not think about this. You know, it might be something simple or little that you browse over. But when you think about it, you ask yourself this question, damn, do I have a support system? Do I need a support system? You might not need a support system, you know, but I just think everybody needs somebody to talk to every now and again about anything that's going on in your life. You know, when I was growing up in Jamaica, I had friends, you could just go and talk to them, and you never have social media. Social media didn't exist. Cell phones didn't exist like that. You know, you go to the corner, you talk to your friends, you play Ludo, you play, you know, cards, dominoes, and you just talk meanwhile. And the conversations are pretty much therapeutic because you get answers and you get to vent and you get to talk about things that we think about but don't talk about. Remember that, right? But I just wanted to bring this to you guys and to share with you and just add value to your lives. And I want to thank you for listening to Serious Thing every Tuesday. You know, every Tuesday we bring and we touch on a different topic. You know, we touch on topics that we think about or you think about but don't talk about. And if for any instance you have a topic that you want me to talk about, let me know. I could put it out there. You know, I could build on it if you want me to. And just hit me up on my Instagram page at slims21. It's SLIMZ21. You hit me up on my Gmail. It's winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. If you have topics or anything, you could comment on this also on the platform that you listen to this podcast on. And let me know. You know, this is Serious Thing. You know, we talk about some serious thing that's happening in the world and things to add value to your daily lives. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening again to Serious Thing. Remember to say hi, hello to somebody out there. It goes a long way. Be kind to each other. Call somebody if you haven't called them. If you have grudge against somebody, or if you talk to somebody because of foolishness, call them. Be the bigger person. Apologize. You know, say I'm sorry. You know, move forward. You can't have that in the back of your head. You know, life goes on. Time waits for no man. Just think on that. You know, call somebody, say hi, hello. It goes a long way. Smile today. Smile a while and give your face a rest. But thank you guys for listening to Serious Thing. Nothing tried, nothing done. This is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. And guess what? I'm out.